This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Presidents Joe Biden and Vladimir Putin held their first summit on Wednesday, with both men saying the talks were constructive and straightforward. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says his goal was to deliver his messages face-to-face, that he wants to cooperate with Moscow where possible and will respond to Russian aggression where needed.
I did what I came to do.
The two men agreed to send their ambassadors back to their posts and on a plan to replace a nuclear treaty. In other areas, though, they remain far apart: Ukraine, human rights, and cybersecurity. Through an interpreter, Putin denied involvement in cyber attacks on the U.S.
What are the state organs of Russia have to do with that? We are encountering the same threats.
The president says U.S. intelligence points to Russia and warned Putin of consequences if attacks continue.
The last thing he wants now is a Cold War.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Federal Reserve is sending a new signal on interest rates. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Fed policymakers are forecasting they'll raise the central bank's benchmark short-term rate twice by late 2023. That's sooner than previous forecasts, which signaled no hike likely before 2024. The Fed's low interest rate policies have helped fuel a swift rebound from the recession brought on by the coronavirus pandemic, but they've also coincided with rising inflation. The central bank boosted its forecast for inflation to 3.4% by the end of this year. In a statement following its latest policy meeting, the Fed also says it expects the coronavirus pandemic will have a diminishing effect on the economy as vaccinations increase. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The news from the Federal Reserve unnerved investors on Wall Street, and all three major indices closed in negative territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The European Union moved a step closer Wednesday to deploying its massive pandemic recovery fund, with a top executive going to Portugal and Spain to announce the bloc's initial endorsement of their national spending plans. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen visited Portugal first, which was the first of the EU's 27 countries to formally present ideas for spending its share of the $970 billion earmarked last year to help countries out of sharp economic downturn caused by the pandemic.
And today I'm very happy to announce that the European Commission has decided to give its green light to Portugal's recovery and resilience plan.
Von der Leyen then crossed the border to visit Madrid, where she met with Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez to give the stamp of approval to Spain's plan to use nearly $85 billion in grant money. The European Union is recommending member countries start lifting restrictions on tourists from the United States. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU members have agreed to add America to the list of countries in whose cases restrictions on non-essential travel should be lifted. The move was adopted during a meeting in Brussels of permanent representatives of the 27-nation bloc. The recommendation is non-binding, and national governments have authority to require test results or vaccination records and to set other entry conditions if they want. In addition to the US, also added were North Macedonia, Albania, Serbia, Lebanon, and Taiwan to the tourist travel list. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Scientists and workers at a Chinese satellite launch center in the Gobi Desert are making their final preparations for the launch of the Shenzhou 12 spacecraft, a high-stakes crewed mission and China's first crewed launch in years. Reuters' Maha Albadrawi reports.
China will send three astronauts into orbit on Thursday, the first of four crewed space flights to complete the country's space station by the end of next year. Ni Haixing, Liu Boming, and Tang Honbo will launch into orbit aboard the spacecraft that morning from Jiuquan in northwestern Gansu province. Construction of China's space station began in April with the launch of Tianhe, the first and largest of three modules. It'll be Tang Honbo's first space outing. Chinese astronauts have had a comparatively low international profile. U.S. legislation bars NASA from any cooperation with China, and Chinese astronauts have not been to the more than two-decade-old International Space Station.
That's Reuters' Maha Albadrawi. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm Dave.